Welcome back to Northside Today on Near FM 90.3. Now on the line I have Lisa Kelly, and she is a Sports Inclusion and Integration Officer with Dublin City Council. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Morning. I'm great. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Absolutely delighted. Tell us all about Be Active, the Be Active Challenge and Be Active Day.
Yeah, so this Sunday, the 28th of June, Dublin City Sports and Wellbeing Partnership, which is one of a national network of sports partnerships throughout the country, are hosting National Be Active Day. And we're calling on everybody in Dublin City to get out and get active on the day and to support individuals in Dublin City getting out and getting active. We have produced a booklet with some games ideas that's available on sportireland.ie/beactive. And basically we're challenging you to be active on the day. So either as an individual or with your family or some, you know, people in your locality, staying obviously within the social distancing restrictions with COVID-19 guidelines. So there's different games that you can play. There's obstacle courses, egg and spoon, balance challenges, and there's a resource booklet that goes through how to play the games as well. And there are just some ideas that you can take part in, or you can do your own challenges and be active in your own way.
And did I notice somewhere that there's a bit of a competition or something with this as well?
There is. So what we're asking you to do is, if you're active on the day, is to tag at Dublin City Sports and Wellbeing Partnership on our social media, so on our Facebook or Instagram and on our Twitter pages, tag us and we will pick one winner from each platform at random for showing us your Be Active challenge and how you got active on the day.
And would golf be in this as well? If I was out playing golf, could I take a photograph of myself and send that in?
Of course you can, as long as you tag us at Dublin City Sports and Wellbeing Partnership. Show us how you're getting active. So it's open to all abilities and all levels. So it doesn't matter whether you're a young child or an older adult, or if you have a mobility impairment, whatever way you can be active on the day, show us how you're active and in your community.
And where can people find, is there a resource where people can find information about what's
going on?
There
is. On the Sports Ireland website, sportireland.ie/National Be Active Day, there is a booklet guide there which shows you how to play some of the games that we've created. And you can also download your certificate of participation for participating on the day as well. So that's available to download for individuals as well. But it's all about getting creative and show us how you're active. So whether it's using the booklet resource or some other ideas that you come up with as an individual or as a family.
And I think this is great because we're coming out of, and I'm saying this tentatively, we're starting to come out of the COVID situation at the moment. And we're doing it gingerly, we're doing it the right way, doing it nice and slowly. But we all need to start getting active, particularly those who've been cocooning and maybe haven't been out and about for a while. So this is open to older people as well, isn't it?
It's open to everybody. And the great thing about the resource that we've created is it doesn't matter about space. So if you live in an apartment, if you live in a house, you can still do some of these activities inside your own home. So it doesn't matter if it's a bad day, you can still get creative within your house or your apartment. Or if you have access to an open communal space, obviously in your locality, you can do it as well. And it's open to all ability levels. So irregardless if you're a wheelchair user, if you have a mobility impairment, and irregardless of age. So from really, really young to really, really older adults, it doesn't matter. As long as you get out and be active and tag us on social media at Dublin City Sports and Wellbeing Partnership and show us how you're getting active on the day.
And, you know, being active is really important for our well-being, not just our physical well-being, but also our mental well-being. Maybe you could tell us what amount of work should we be doing? What sort of amount of activity should we be doing in a week?
Yeah, so based on the guidelines, you should be getting 30 minutes and 60 minutes. So what they say is for 60 minutes for kids and 30 minutes for adults every single day to get out and be active. And we say being active, it means where you'd be kind of like getting up a sweat, or where you'd be kind of getting to, like, you know, breed rigorously. So that's the minimum daily requirements that the HSE recommend and Sport Ireland recommend.
So that could be get out there and have a brisk walk.
Exactly. It can be something as having a brisk walk or, you know, pushing your wheelchair around your locality and going out with your walking stick and walking around to your neighbours and staying socially distanced, obviously. So as long as you're getting out and moving for at least 30 minutes for adults and 60 minutes for kids, not only does it greatly improve your physical health, but also your mental health as well.
Indeed, indeed it does. And as I mentioned about... we're just coming out of COVID. A lot of people did struggle, I have to say, and it did struggle in when we were shut off from so many family and friends, and keeping active does help a lot. Let helps you see a bit clearer.
Exactly, and perhaps obviously now that we can travel within our own county, you know, you can maybe organise to meet up at a local park while keeping socially distanced and obeying the COVID guidelines with maybe friends and take part in this National Be Active Day and use the resource booklet that's available on sportireland.ie/National Be Active Day and do the activities together with friends but while remaining socially distanced as well. So it's a good, I suppose, medium to meet up with friends and be active as well.
Maybe you could tell us a little about the Dublin City Council Sports Inclusion and Integration Office. Tell us about what you do.
So the sport partnership is basically helping promoting clubs and individuals to be active, assisting in education and training for clubs. And then in particular for my own remit, I would have a remit for disability, mental health, ethnic minorities, members of the travelling community and LGBTQ+, in terms of physical activity provision and sports provision and development for those target groups. So myself and my colleague have the same job. And then throughout Dublin City Council area, there is 17 sport development officers located in each of the five electoral areas throughout Dublin City Council. And they would have a remit then for sports development and participation in the local communities. And you can find out about them on dublincity.ie/Dublin City Sports and Wellbeing Partnership. To contact your local sports officer, and they'll be running activities coming in the summer as well that people can participate in.
Yeah, I take it that there'd be you'd be targeting the likes of schools, you'd be targeting older people's clubs and so forth to get everybody going.
Yeah, that's it. So from cradle to grave and all ability levels, we cater for everybody to be active. So obviously during summer months, we would work maybe with youth groups or summer projects. And then during kind of school term, we work with schools and clubs as well. And obviously now coming out of COVID restrictions, so we hope to be back up and running fully when it's safe to do so.
Yeah, I'd say you're very eager to get back to where you can have groups going and getting them all going again.
That's right. And at the moment, we support our groups online through Zoom and Microsoft Teams in terms of physical activity provision and running classes online for the groups that we would interact with on a regular basis. So we're still providing a service, but it's just virtual now. And obviously, when it's safe to do so and come back, we'll be start running our groups in person as well.
Lisa, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Hopefully we'll talk to you again as soon as you have some activities going on, and we can actually shout about them for you.
That's great. Thanks very much for having me, and remember to be active on Sunday, 28th of June, and tag us on your social media at Dublin City Sports and Wellbeing Partnership.
Lisa, thank you very much. All the best.
Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. That was Lisa Kelly from Dublin City Council telling us all about the Be Active Sunday. So if you can, get yourself out there, go for a brisk walk, a jog, a game of golf, you name it. Check out the sportsireland.ie/partnership/National Be Active Day, and you'll get all the information you want there.